Blog Talk Radio. Hey,
Facebook as we speak right now. Hallelujah, praise God. And as I'm waiting for people to come into the room, you know, I just want you to think about whatever your prayer request might be right now. Whatever your prayer request might be, I want you to send your prayer request up to God right now, because God can hear our prayers. And when he hears our prayers, when our prayers go up, then the blessings begin to come down. And we have to know that we know that we know that God is on our side, and he'll never leave us nor forsake us. God is an on-time God. He's a wonderful God. He's a sovereign God, a benevolent God, a sovereign God. And he's with us. And I want to, you know, dedicate this sermon to all my family, all my real friends, and all my associates, and all the people that are out there that are looking for God. They want to find God, but they can't find God. I'm going to give you some simple ingredients to put inside of your spirit to help you and assist you in making sure that your relationship with God is continuing to grow and develop each and every day. God never said every day would be perfect. But what God did say, that he said that he will help you, that he will guide you, that he will direct you, that he will see you through. That's what God said he will do. So let's get into, right now you're with Pastor Eddie Jones, Pastor Eddie Justice Jones, and we are the church, the church. Our church is called the church, real simple, non-denominational. You can come as you are. This goes out to the sick and shut in. This goes out to those who can't make it to church for whatever reason. This goes out to everybody who wants to serve and come to church, but they just, maybe they had to work and they couldn't make it on time or whatever happened for whatever reason. Maybe you were watching football and now football's over, and so now you have some time to, you know, get some, the word of God inside of you. So our topic is God's commandments. God's commandments, that's our topic. The subject is God wants us to live by his commandments. The subject is God wants us to live by his commandments. The sermon is, are you living by the Ten Commandments made by God, or have you forgotten they are real? The title, the topic is God's commandments. The subject is God wants us to live by his commandments. The sermon is, are you living by the Ten Commandments made by God, or have you forgotten they are real? Sometimes people forget how real God's commandments are. And this is so very important. I mean, for those who are joining me, whenever you join, welcome in. But before I start off with going on with how important God's commandments are, I want to open up with a prayer. Heavenly Father, I come to you right now with humbleness and humility. Father, I'm just a messenger bringing forth your word. I promise to read it from the book and tell it just the way that it is. If I paraphrase, it's to get someone who doesn't understand to understand in layman terms that your word is easy, your yoke is easy. So, Father, may someone be blessed today to get your word and let it sink into the resonance of their heart and mind and spirit, body and soul, and that somebody may be saved today, God. So, Father, I thank you. Bless the world. Bless everyone in the world, good, bad, and in between, and who's ever sick and shut in or homeless or looking for a job, God, rehabilitate them, rejuvenate them, restore them, revitalize them, and bless them with whatever they need to make their life better and to also help them to understand you and to serve you, God, because you are a benevolent God, a sovereign God, a real God, the light of all lights, the power of all power, Alpha and Omega, Yahweh, Yahshua, Messiah, El Shaddai, God all by himself. Thank you, God, for what you have done. Thank you, God, for what you're going to do. And if we have said or done anything wrong in thought, word, or deed, omission, or commission, please forgive us. In Jesus' mighty name, we give you the glory. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Here we go. So I'm going to read it to you, and I say this is expository preaching. I'm going to read it to you right from the Word of God. And I want to go get the Word here. And if you don't mind, you can open up your Bible to the book of Exodus, chapter 20. The book of Exodus, chapter 20. And when you find it, just say amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. And we got a little something going on our, okay, by the way, if you want to call in, the number is 646-787-8064, 646-787-8064. And I don't know why, but we just froze up on Instagram. So before I get started with the word on Facebook Live, I'm going to go here to Instagram and fix this and see what's going on here. Let's try this again. Okay. So give me a second here while I work on this. Okay. Okay, so what we're going to have to do is sometimes we have things like this happen, and it's okay. We'll just start all over again, okay? So we're still live. Stay with me. Meanwhile, I want you to meditate and let somebody know we're here. We're on Facebook Live at Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Facebook Live. And we're also on blogtalkradio.com. You can call in to blogtalkradio.com at 646-787-8064. 646-787-8064. And you can call into the show anytime. And you can ask a question or you can join in with us. And meanwhile, I want to get Instagram back up. We always have a problem with Instagram at the beginning of the show, so I'm using Facebook Live, but I also want to use Instagram too. So let's get Instagram back going again, and we're going to continue with our word on the on God's Ten Commandments, okay? And I don't want to blame it on social media, but, you know, sometimes people don't want the word to get out. They don't want the word, but the word is coming out no matter what. Because I'm still going to continue with the word of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're still going to continue with God's word. So let's go back. Let's go back over here again. Let's hit live. And there we go. Let's see if we can get that going there live. There we go. All right. I don't know if it has something to do with the frequencies or whatever, but sometimes we have a problem there, but now that problem is solved. We're live again on Instagram at Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Instagram, and we're live on Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Facebook Live. If you want to call in, the number is 646-787-8064. The number is 646-787-8064. You can call into that number. That'll put you in the queue. Or you can go to blogtalkradio.com, blogtalkradio.com, and on the search, you put Eddie Jones Jr. underscore productions with an S, and you'll be able to listen to us live on Blog Talk Radio on your internet service. Okay, so let's go back to the Word of God. And, all I could tell you is that the devil's busy, but I'm not going to give him any power or authority over anything that we're doing here at this church service. This sermon is for somebody out there. Somebody needs to hear this right now. Thank you, Tamana, for joining us. If everybody could just tag 10 people, everybody on Facebook, tag 10 people. Everybody on Instagram, tag 10 people. Just tell them to join us. Somebody needs this word. And by the way, when this is over with, it'll go up as a reel, and you can listen to it over and over and over again. Somebody needs it. We're in the book of Exodus chapter 20. But we're going to start at chapter 19, verse 25. Then we're going to go into chapter 20, verses 1 through 24, okay? So most of this sermon is going to have to do with reading the word, which is called expository preaching. But I will elaborate and paraphrase on some of God's commandments, because when you look at the state of the world today and what's going on and who's doing what, we have a lot of things that are happening that should not be happening. We got murders in the street. We got war going on. We got robbing, stealing, killing, hate, racism, biasness, all kinds of things that God speaks about in the book of Revelations. But in the book of Exodus is God's 10 commandments that he gave all of us. And a lot of people have forgotten about God's commandments. They don't live by God's commandments anymore. People feel like they are God. They want to call on the universe. Well, I'm going to tell you, the universe is not God, because God made the universe. And lastly, we talked about, what do you own? You own your relationship with God. Hey, Barbara Hubbard on Facebook. Thank you so much for joining us, Barbara. Barbara, one day I want to get you on the show, because I know you're a musician and a piano player, and I want to interview you on our show. So I hope you call in tomorrow to the show so we can talk to you live to talk about some of the wonderful things that you have done. But we're talking about the book of Exodus, chapter 19, verse 25, and then chapter 20, verse 1 through 24. So while you're opening up your Bible, I just want to say, what a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. He's a way maker, a promise keeper, a light in the darkness. That's a powerful, wonderful God. As I told you, our God is benevolent. He's a sovereign God. He's an all-knowing, all-seeing, light of all lights. And he made no mistakes making the Ten Commandments. If we didn't have the laws of God, the world would be in shambles. So I want to remind you of God's word. Our topic is God's commandments. The subject is, God wants us to live by his commandments. And the sermon is, are you living by the Ten Commandments made by God, or have you forgotten they are real? A lot of people have forgotten that God's Ten Commandments are real. And they just don't know they're going to be punished for that. I'm not trying to scare anybody, but I can't do all this prosperity preaching when we're dealing with the last and final days now. I mean, people keep preaching about getting money and getting property and all this. I got a check in the mail. No, I'm telling you about some real-time stuff that's really going on, that we're living in some serious final days. You can look around and see the state of the world and what's going on. And, you know, just check this out. Starting at Exodus chapter 19, verse 25. So Moses went down to the people and spoke to them. Now, remember, Moses was up in the mountains. He was receiving God's commandments. And while he was gone, receiving God's commandments, the people became impatient, and they kicked Moses to the curb. And then they told Aaron, you're going to be our new leader. And then they took off all their jewelry and their necklaces and everything, and they made a golden calf. and they start worshiping a golden calf and drinking and partying like they do now. You look online on social media, you see these girls on there with barely nothing on, and everybody is twerking and shaking and, I mean, with no clothes on. So what's left to the imagination? What happened to the good, wholesome relationships? I mean, they don't last anymore because people aren't living by God's commandments and God's words. So how can you get a blessing out of something that you don't want to do right? If you don't want to do right by God's commandments, then you're not going to get the results that you're looking for, because everything is like a microwave. They want it right now, and you can't have it right now. You have to wait on God. You have to have peace and joy and love with God, and that includes his commandments. And chapter 20, verse 1 says, "And God spoke all these words, saying, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage." Now remember, they were all enslaved, and God used Moses to set them free. And after they were all set free, God said, now I got to put some commandments out there and some standards so you guys can understand what you're supposed to be doing and what you're not supposed to be doing. And this goes for 2023 right now. "I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. You shall have no other gods before me." Now, let's stop right there. Some people, their car is their god. Their money is their god. Their house is their god. Their fine clothes are their god. Oh, I got a Rolex. That's their god. They worship their jewelry and their money and their homes and their cars. But guess what? That ain't gonna get you nowhere. Nowhere. Hey, Letitia, how are you? God bless you. Thank you for joining us. Please, if you can, tag 10 more people. They need to hear this word. Check this out. Because our God is a selfish God. He said, you should have no other gods before me. I'm going through his commandments. And he says here, "You shall not make for yourself a graved image, any likeness of anything is in heaven above, or that is in earth beneath, that is in the water under the earth." So God is saying, if you got a Buddha sitting in your house, hey, bless you too, God bless you. If you got a Buddha head in your house, you got a graven image. If you made something in your house and that's your God, you know, and I'm not knocking nobody, but you got to, hey, Shirley Allen, how are you? God bless you. Thank you for joining. You got to be careful who you serve. I always say, it says in the Bible, choose you this day whom you will serve. And we need to be serving God. And you've got to know what God you're serving. Okay? In here, Exodus chapter 20, verse 5 says, "You shall not bow down to them nor serve them, for I, the Lord your God." So you should only be serving God. "Am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me." So if you're not serving God, what are you serving? Who are you serving? And if you say you're serving the universe, then you're not serving God, because the universe is not God. God created the universe, the world, everything in it, everything around it, everything, the perimeter of the world, the inside of the world, the exterior, everything is, God owns it all. Amen? But verse 6, and we're in Exodus chapter 20, verse 6, "But showing mercy to thousands, to those who love me, and keep my commandments." God wants us to keep his commandments. People don't want to hear about God's commandments. Trust me. They don't want to hear it because they don't want to be wrong. They just want to be right. And people go, you hear people all the time, "I this and I that. I am this and I am that." Well, guess what? You could be a celebrity today, okay? And God will knock that celebrity out of the way, because there's not a celebrity that I know that hasn't died. And I'm not just talking about musicians. I'm talking about actors, singers, dancers. People look up to these people like they're gods. And they're not. They're just human beings. And that's why they pass away. I don't want anybody to pass away. I'm just telling you, nothing and nobody, including me, is going to live forever. We all have a time where we're going to meet with God. And you need to know his commandments, so when you get to God, you're going to be right with God. So I'm trying to give you some get right information with God. And verse 7 says, you shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. You hear people cursing all the time, and then they say all these words, and be ye not conformed to the way. Hallelujah. Praise God, Leticia. You know where you know the word. Praise God. And thank you for joining us. Hallelujah. Be ye not conformed by the ways of the world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Somebody is hearing me right now. I want to read something else to you. This is for all these people who don't know. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. Don't be out there talking about God in the wrong way, because God can hear everything you say, see everything you do. He knows the day you're born, the day you're going to die, and every hair on your head. Don't think God don't know. Our God is an all-knowing God. Remember the Sabbath day, verse 8, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Now, we're supposed to rest on the Sabbath day. We're not supposed to do any work on the Sabbath. We're supposed to give God, that's the day we give God the glory. That's the day we pray to God and thank him and worship him and galvanize together with all the saints and praise God from whom all blessings flow. Amen. Amen. Verse 9 says, we're in Exodus chapter 20, verse 9. 6 days shall you labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it you shall do no work, nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your male servant, nor your female servant, nor your cattle, nor your stranger who is within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea, and all that is in them, and rested for the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. So that's why we got to keep the Sabbath day holy. Now, verse 12 says, this is another commandment. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the earth, which the Lord your God is giving you. Now, let's stop right there for a minute, because a lot of kids do not respect their parents. And when you don't respect your parents, it says it right here. I didn't say it. I'm doing expository preaching by reading it from the Word of God. It says in verse 12, honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God has given you. Okay, so God, if you're a child and you have a mother and a father, hey, what's up, Humble? All right, all right, all right. Welcome, 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 welcome. What's up, Christopher? Hey, Christopher. So good to see you, Christopher. So good to see you, too. Remember this. If you don't honor your mother and your father and you disrespecting your parents, you screaming and cursing at them and hollering at them, putting hands on your parents and all that, God said he gonna stop you dead in your tracks. Okay, I didn't say it. God says honor your father and your mother that your days may be longer, not my days. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Not my days, but, your days. And then it goes on in verse 13 to say, you shall not murder. You shall not kill. Thy shall not kill. So if you walking around here and you're a killer, hey, 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 how are you? How are you, son? How are you? If you walking around here and you're a killer, you better put your gun down and you better repent right now. If you killed somebody or you tried to get initiated into a gang and you thought it was cool and you had to go kill somebody to get in the gang, you murdered somebody, trust me, you better watch your back, because God saw you. And if nobody else don't get you, God's going to get you. And especially if you're out there killing innocent people, going around doing stuff, whatever, beating up people, robbing people, jumping on people, God says right here, you shall not murder. And this is another commandment. You shall not commit adultery. Now, somebody might not know what that means. If you're married, you should not be out there in the world with nobody else, and nobody else shouldn't be with you. That's the problem with marriage right now. People don't respect it. They don't respect it. They think it's okay to go out and go to the club and have sex with somebody and go back home and have sex with their wife or their husband. No, that's wrong. It's wrong. And if you don't know it's wrong, now you know, okay? So if you didn't know, God said, hey, if you don't know on the first one, okay, I got you. But if you keep on practicing that same exercise, you know what you're doing. And you will pay for it. You will pay dearly. Don't lose the one you love because of doing something stupid and foolish, because a second of joy can give you a lifetime of pain. Okay? Trust me. Trust me. Stay focused on God because God has your back. Okay. It says, you shall not commit adultery. So don't be out there committing adultery. Don't be out there having sex out of marriage. And if you are married, if you're not married and you're out there having sex, you need to stop. Okay? Because that's fornication. Okay? You know the difference between the two. I'm sure you do. And so you should not practice those things. And I know the flesh is hard to tame. But if you love God and you want to make it to heaven, then you should be more powerful when it comes to your flesh. You should be more stronger. You should know how to tame your flesh and not let your flesh be your guide, because your flesh can be your downfall. Okay, verse 15. Thy shall not steal. Thy shall not steal. Can you imagine how many people steal? I mean, I look on Ring Along and I see people stealing people's stuff off their doorsteps, stealing their packages, stealing their cars, stealing their kids' bikes, stealing clothes out the store. 25 people run up in a store and just hit up a store and steal everything out that they, and they think they're going to get away with it. They think their life is going to be great because they bum rushed the store and stole purses and clothes and all. But you're going to pay for that. You're going to pay for it. And what you don't know is God sees and knows. He's an all-knowing God. He's a benevolent God, too. He'll forgive you, but guess what? You're going to have to pay. And let me tell you something. Karma is real because God is real. And God said he'll fight our battles. So the person that you're hurting, that you're stealing from, you're going to have to pay for that one way or the other. I don't know what day, I don't know what time, and I don't know when, and I don't know where, but you will pay if you keep on walking that walk of stealing. It says, God, another commandment, you shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. Now, you know, if you're going around lying on people, telling people this, that, and the other, that part you reap what you sow more than you sow. Hallelujah. Praise God, Letitia. You are so on point right now. You're really on point. But look at this. Listen to this. This is another commandment, y'all. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You know how people be always gossiping all the time. That's why I don't look at TMZ and I don't look at all that gossiping stuff, because how is that going to change our life? We up here worried about somebody gossiping about these celebrities, and what about our own life that we need to get intact with? What about gossiping about your family or your friends or your associates? You all laughing up in their face. Then as soon as they turn their back, you're talking about them and putting them down. You should not bear false witness against your neighbors. And we have neighbors everywhere. Amen. Praise God. We have neighbors everywhere. And people just be, you know, this is how people get their hearts broken. This is why people stay away from other people. This is why people don't want to be bothered. Hey, what's up, Cousin Irma Jones? All the way out there in Chicago. Thank you for joining us. Please stay with us. Don't go anywhere. See, tune in. We're talking about God's 10 commandments, which are extremely important. So stay with us. Now, I want to go to our next one, verse 17, which is our next commandment. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, nor his male servant or his female servant, nor his ox, nor his donkey, nor anything that is your neighbor's. How many people have you, and I'm a pastor, and I counsel people, and I've consoled people in my life. And I've heard people come to me and say, you know, I'm having an affair with my neighbor. And I go, what? And I go, that's ridiculous. Having an affair with your neighbor? Wow. That's crazy. Okay. The neighbor's married, and you have an affair with the neighbor, and you know the neighbor's married, and you live next door. What kind of setup for failure is that? That is the biggest setup for failure, because why would you do that. So that is the commandment. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. Don't be jealous because your neighbor has a nice, beautiful wife and you don't. Or don't be jealous because your neighbor has a nice husband and you don't. Go get you a husband or pray to God and ask God to bring you a husband or a wife in your life. And don't get mad because the neighbor has a new home or a new car. You whatever car God gave you, that's the car that you have. Be grateful and be thankful for what you have. Praise God. Sometimes we're so ungrateful for what we have. And if you just sit back for a moment and think about what you have, you are blessed and highly favored. If you have a roof on your head, clothes on your back, and food to eat, a job to go to, and a car to drive, you're blessed. You know how many people are sleeping on the streets right now? You know how many people are looking for a job and can't find one right now? Do you know how many people are stuck in the hospital and can't get out and can't leave because they're sick right now? And if you're not any of those that I just named, you are blessed and highly favored, and you need to be giving God the glory. And if whatever you couldn't do yesterday, if you woke up this morning, you have another opportunity to do it again, you are blessed and highly favored. Amen. So don't covet your neighbor. Don't be trying to be in a competition with your neighbor. Be in a competition with yourself to do better. Just tell yourself, I'm going to do better, and do it. Okay? Now all the people, this is verse 18, Exodus chapter 20, verse 18. Now all the people witnessed the thundering, the lightning flashes, and the sound of the trumpet, and the mountain smoking. And when the people saw it, they trembled and stood afar off. They said to Moses, you speak with us, and we will hear, but let not God speak with us, lest we die. Because those people already knew. They, you know, he's up there getting the Ten Commandments. They're down there making a golden calf and having orgies and drinking and getting drunk and talking crazy and cursing and acting a real fool. Okay, Letitia Booker said, yes, there are so many ungrateful people in this world and are never satisfied with what they have, and they could be doing better than you and still want what you have. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Letitia, you are on point. Man, you on point. Now, I'm glad I was able to read that. Now, I want you to know this. We're going to go to verse 20. And Moses said to the people, do not fear, for God has come to test you, and that his fear may be before you, so that you may not sin. And God is testing us every single day. But guess what? Sometimes we have a test so we can have a testimony. Okay, and if we're on point with God, God will be on point with us. And God will test you to see, is your commitment to his commandments? And that's what I'm talking about today, because I don't want to do prosperity preaching right now. I want to do the real deal Holyfield where there's no smoking guns, because our world is getting closer and closer to, look at all the war going on. Look at all these weapons they have now. They got bombs they could drop that could destroy the whole world in 30 seconds. They got a bomb that they can drop that can destroy the entire world in 30 seconds. And you got some crazy people ready to push those buttons. They're not talking to us about it, but it's going on right now as we speak. Stay close to God. He's the answer to every situation, every problem. And guess what? If you're going through a storm, God's going to help you weather that storm. Stay focused on God. Hold on to his unchanging hand. So verse 21, Exodus chapter 20, verse 21 says, so the people stood afar off, but Moses drew near the thick darkness where God was. Then the Lord said to Moses, thus you shall say to the children of Israel, you have seen that I have talked with you from heaven. Now let's take a look at Israel right now. Between the Palestinians and the Gaza Strip and Israel right now, you see, we're talking about Exodus. Amen. We're talking about Exodus. Hey, Evangelist Virginia, all the way from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. How are you? Praise the Lord for you joining us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yes, stay focused on God. It's time for kingdom rule. Yes, it is. Yes, it is, Sister Letitia. You are hitting that nail right on the head. You just keep on doing exactly what you're doing. And even over here on Instagram, if you want to say something on Instagram, go right ahead. If Christopher, if you want to say something, Son, if you want to say something, you go ahead and say something too. Tamana, if you want to say something, you go right ahead. Again, if you want to call into our show, we got 10 minutes left. You can call in if you have a question or you need a prayer at 646-787-8064. 646-787-8064. And press 1, it'll put you in the queue. Okay, I want to read on to verse 23. You shall not make anything to be with me gods of silver or gods of gold. You shall not make for yourselves. In other words, you shouldn't be making nothing else a god. You got a golden platter up on your wall, that's not God. You got a certain statue in your home that you know shouldn't be in your home, that you worshiping, putting money down at its feet, that's not God. The greatest basketball player in the world is not God. Man, thank you, Ishmael, for joining us, son. Thank you so much. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, son, for joining us. Thank you. Praise God. I'm talking about God's commandments. Our topic is God's commandments. The subject is God wants us to live by his commandments. And the sermon is, are you living by the Ten Commandments made by God, or have you forgotten they're real? God's commandments are real. Everything about God is real. And that's why I'm reading it to you right now from the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verse 24. An altar of earth you shall make for me, and you shall sacrifice on it your burnt offerings and your peace offerings, your sheep or your oxen. In every place where I record my name, I will come to you and I will bless you. And if you make me an altar of stone, and you shall not build it of hewn stone, for if you use your tool on it, you have profaned it. So I want to stop right there because I want to review what we're talking about today. We're talking about God's Ten Commandments. And a lot of people say, oh, I don't know God's commandments. Well, if you don't know, I guarantee you before you leave off of here today, you will know God's commandments. And I'm going to read them to you one more time. Thou shalt not commit adultery. If you don't know what that is, please write it down and look it up. If you're married, you shouldn't be having sex outside your marriage, ever. And you shouldn't commit fornication. Fornication is if you're not married and you're just going around having sex with folks. And right now, people are just doing that like crazy. And the diseases are out of control. The CDC has reported that sexual diseases are up really high because people just don't care anymore. They don't care. They don't care. You could be at the club. You could be in the back of the car. You could be at work. You could be on a lunch break. They don't care. But as God says, thou shalt not commit adultery. God says, thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not steal. If you doing fake credit, if you beating people out of their money, if you taking from your grandmother, stealing from your mom or your dad, or taking from a family member, or using somebody, you stealing. Amen. Letitia said, "Yes, stay focused on God. It's time for kingdom rule." I got to say that again. And then it says, "Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor." We went over that. You should not bear false witness against your neighbor. Amen. You should not do that. Ever. "Thou shalt not have no other gods before me." If Nike tennis shoes is your God, you better get rid of your Nikes because they're not going to get you into heaven, okay? If you got 25 pair of red bottom shoes and you worship them as your God, guess what? Your red bottom shoes will be getting passed on to somebody else the moment you die, okay? If you got a brand new Bentley sitting out in your driveway, your Bentley and that you and that Bentley going to park one day, okay? Hallelujah. Yes, Evangelist Virginia said, let the truth be known. Hallelujah. Praise God. It says, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above or that is in the earth beneath or that is in the water underneath us. People go out and they spend all this money making these false statues, even the statue of themselves, and put it out in the front. And they worship themselves. You better stop worshiping things that are not God. Hallelujah. You better worship God. Letitia Booker said, like that man who attacked that lady on the street in Long Beach, He just dropped his pants and ran up behind her and lifted her dress. Oh, my God. But then they got that. Didn't they get that guy? I don't think he succeeded. I think somebody came over and saved Letitia, put in there if the guy got, I think that lady got saved. But that just goes to show you, it was just a guy on the bus. Just the other day, I saw in the news where a guy was on the bus, and he started pulling his pants down on the bus. And a guy told him, if you don't pull your pants up, I'm going to beat the brakes off of you right now. And he made the guy get off the train. He was on the train. So this is how the world is now. They don't care. That's why, because they don't have God's commandments. Amen. Let me go to God's commandments. That's a good point, Letitia. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. We have to rest on God today, which is the Sabbath day, and we need to keep it holy. Amen. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord our God in vain. All these people around here cursing God and all that, think you're going to get away with it? I'm here to let you know, excuse me, you will not be getting away with using the Lord's name in vain. No, nah, stop. Don't do it. That's one of God's commandments. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Don't get mad because your neighbor got a nice home. Get you a nice home too. Don't get mad because your neighbor has a beautiful wife. Don't get mad because your neighbor has a beautiful husband or whatever. Go get your own wife or your own husband. Don't covet your neighbor's. Don't covet any woman that's not your woman. And don't covet any man. I'm talking to you ladies. Because, you know, to me these days, women are way more aggressive than guys. It used to be guys who, you don't even, now women are asking guys out now. I mean, women are just, hey, I want to sleep with you, you know. And I'm like, whoa, hold up. Wow. That's real aggressive. And they don't even need a reason why. Let's be friends with benefits. No, you're going to lose your benefits messing around with friends who think they have benefits. Amen. You don't want to lose your benefits with God. So you better control your flesh. And that's what this means. Don't covet your neighbors. And your neighbor doesn't mean the man or woman next door either, okay? You shall not misuse the name of the Lord our God. A lot of people do that. They misuse God's name. They misuse his name in the pulpit. They abuse him in so many different ways that he should not be abused. I want to close out with a few scriptures that I think you need to write down real quick if you have a moment. Ezekiel chapter 11, verse 19 and 20. Ezekiel chapter 11, verse 19 and 20. Romans chapter 2, verse 12. Romans chapter 2, verse 12. And then today's sermon came out of the book of Exodus. Exodus chapter 20, verse 2 through 25. Okay? And then I want you to write down this last scripture. Matthew chapter 22, verse 36 through 40. Now, all of these scriptures that I just shared with you have something to do with God's commandments. And I want you to practice keeping God's commandments. Nobody said it would be easy. Nobody said it was going to happen overnight. Nobody said it's going to happen right this second. But what I want to pray with you right now. Father, I want to thank you today, God, for everybody that's on the line and for the people that will hear when they listen to the reel later, God. I ask that you bless them right where they are with whatever they're going through. If they're hurting, God, please help them. If they're sick, God, please help them. If they need a job or if they're homeless or whatever their situation is, if they're having a problem with their kids, Lord, I ask that you rehabilitate them, revitalize them, rejuvenate them, restore them. Just make them over, God, and give them a new lease on life. And Lord, let your commandments sink into the residence of their heart and mind. God, we ask that you forgive us for any sins that we might have committed in thought, word, or deed. Lord, and may the words that are coming from my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable unto you, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Thank you, God, for what you have done. Thank you, God, for what you're going to do. In Jesus' name, amen. That was the word of God for the people of God. Thank you, Letitia Booker. Hallelujah. Oh, please repeat the scriptures. Let me repeat the scriptures one more time. I'm glad you're writing them down. Hallelujah. Don't worry, we're going over a little. little bit. Ezekiel chapter 11, verse 19 through 20. Ezekiel chapter 11, verse 19 through 20. Romans chapter 2, verse 12. Romans chapter 2, verse 12. Matthew chapter 22, verse 36 through 40. Matthew chapter 22, verse 36 through 40. And of course, I have a bonus. Okay, our sermon, the sermon came out of the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verse 1 through 25. The book of Exodus, chapter 20, verse 1 through 25. So in closing, to all my people out there on Facebook, if you do a song, they try to get you if you do a song. So I still want to share something with you. I'm going to finish on Facebook, and I'm still going to do a little bit anyway. I'm going to read it. I'm going to go on and go. First of all, whatever you do, know that God is always with you. He's an on-time God. He'll fight your battles. He'll stay with you. He'll be with you through thick and thin. Just when it gets hard, and it's going to get hard sometimes because you're going to be tested by the devil, don't let the devil steal your joy. And remember that the best is yet to come. And stay on fire for God, because God will take care of you. God bless you too, Sister Letitia. God bless everybody on here. I love you guys. God bless you. God bless you. And so I want to say this to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I love to praise his name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I love to praise his name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, I love to praise his name. Oh, I love to praise his holy name. He's my rock, my soul and shield. He's a will in the middle of a wheel. And I know he'll never, ever let me down. He's just a jewel that I have found. Hallelujah, hallelujah, I love to praise his name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, I love to praise his name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, I love to praise his name. Whoa, I love to praise his holy name. He's my rock, my soul and shield. He's a will in the middle of a wheel, and I know he'll never, ever let me down. He's just a jewel that I have found. Hallelujah, hallelujah, I love to praise his name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, I love to praise his name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, I love to praise his name. Whoa. I love to praise his, I love to praise his, I love to praise his holy name. God bless you. Peace.